Behind the Bite podcast is part of a network of podcasts that are good for the world. Check out podcasts like the Full of Shift podcast, After the First Marriage podcast, and Eating Recovery Academy over at practiceofthepractice.com/network. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. This podcast is about the real life struggles women face with food, body image, and weight. We're here to help heal, inspire, and create better, healthier lives. Welcome. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. So this past year, I moved, and I still had a couple of boxes of things to go through, and so I decided to tackle that this past weekend. And I came across a huge stack of old photos. And as I was looking through them all, I realized that all of these photos had been taken years before cell phones and digital cameras. And a lot of them were really quite funny because nobody looked perfect. There were so many pictures where someone's eyes were closed or somebody was looking out to the side or they were just kind of blurry. And I realized that all of my photos now, at least the ones that I keep anyway, they're absent of all these types of things. And the reason for that is because I can instantaneously see the second that I take a picture. And if something's off, I can see if someone's eyes are closed or somebody's not quite looking at the camera. And I can go right on ahead and get my perfect shot. But back when these were taken, there was just film in the camera and I got maybe 36 shots on one roll. And I'd take it down to the local drugstore and I'd wait, I don't know, a couple weeks. And I'd get kind of excited to go pick up my photos and I'd open up the envelope and see what they all look like. And, you know, sometimes maybe I get 5 or 6 good shots. And I don't know, if I was really lucky, I'd get a whole roll of really good ones. But ultimately, I just never knew what was going to come out until I went and picked them up. And really, that was kind of exciting to go pick up photos and see how they turned out. So you're probably sitting there wondering, why am I bringing this up? Well, it got me thinking how everyone in the old photos, they look like themselves. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that is how everyone looks in those photos. In real life, right? Nowadays, it's different. I actually have to admit, when I see pictures of people, I do wonder sometimes if the person I'm looking at actually looks like that in real life. With so much time spent on social media, right now it's at an all-time high since the pandemic. People are exposed now more than ever to filtered to perfection images of influencers, celebrities, and just regular people. Why? Well, because of the introduction of so many filtering apps like Facetune, which alone exceeded over 100 million downloads in 2018. That was before the pandemic. So seeing these perfect images starts to create this idealized image in people's minds about what they should and can look like. Then on top of that, consider with the pandemic, people are spending more time actually seeing themselves online. There are more Zoom calls and events. They're chatting online with friends and they're posting more of their own pictures. So in comparison to what they see other people looking like, they just don't compare. And really, how could they? There's just no way to compare a filtered image to real life. There's no way. Before these apps, the ideal beauty and body standards were already set to an unrealistic expectation. Now, however, think about this. That was already back then. But now they're set to something nobody can achieve. How can anyone look flawless or perfectly symmetrical? I have so many concerns. I could be here forever talking about it, but spending hours on social media and being exposed to these filtered, altered images, it's bound to affect how someone looks at themselves in comparison. I recall actually watching the documentary on Netflix, The Social Dilemma. I don't know if anyone else watched it, but It was disturbing, if not shocking, to hear on there that plastic surgeons have started to get requests from patients to look like these filtered images they create on the apps. People no longer want to look like themselves or think that that's acceptable, or really even worse, they believe that it's possible to look fake, that they can look that perfect, which that word perfect is ultimately where my mind went, thinking about perfection. Perfectionism has been identified as a potential risk factor for the development of an eating disorder. And in fact, I can't recall any patient I've ever worked with who wasn't a perfectionist. And I was really trying to wrap my brain around that. I really can't. So when I think about these filtering apps, helping people to create and perpetuate these perfect images out there, I can only imagine how one of my patients or anyone else out there who's struggling with body image or an eating disorder, how they're impacted when they're bombarded with these images over and over again and comparing themselves to them. Now, I do want to clear something up. Perfectionists aren't people that do everything perfectly. I'm not going to go into this whole dissertation here on perfectionism, but I will tell you that they put an enormous amount of pressure on themselves to reach extremely high standards. If they don't, then it's really all or nothing. They either are perfect at something or they fail. There's no in between. There's no good enough. They just get the highest grade in class or they're a failure. If they don't get the highest grade in class, it proves they aren't good enough. Their inner critic is relentless and it's cruel. To them, they didn't try hard enough. They failed. Perfectionists have a very low self-esteem and doubt themselves. They're overly concerned about criticism. And the worst part is they can't even enjoy if they achieve or reach their goals because they're so concerned about reaching it and avoiding failure. And another interesting thing is perfectionists typically procrastinate. They worry so much about doing something perfect. They worry so much that it won't be perfect that they don't do anything. They get stuck, paralyzed. So, can you imagine the effect on someone who thinks they're a failure unless they're perfect and fears criticism at all costs out there on social media? Spending hours a day being exposed to filtered, unrealistic images of people. This could be dangerous. There's a huge difference between the way people look in real life versus how they appear once they're all filtered and digitally enhanced. But for a perfectionist, especially someone who already feels like their body isn't acceptable or good enough, this only reinforces this faulty and negative belief. To them, unless they look perfect, like the bodies and people they see online, they're a failure. Or if they themselves spend enough time altering their own pictures, their own body and appearance, they're going to start to believe that their own natural body isn't good enough. They need to look like the one they believe is perfect, the one they created and see and compare themselves to. Until they achieve that look, they're a failure. They're not going to be happy. This to me, when I think about it, is a whole new way of body checking, a very unhealthy way of body checking. In comparing themselves constantly to something fake, something that they just can't actually achieve, the perfectionists, they're doomed. They're never going to be good enough. In their mind, they're always going to be a failure. And they're going to be in a constant, endless battle with their body to be something it never can be. And the lengths people will go to achieve this perfect body, honestly, it could be deadly. Eating disorders are the deadliest mental illness. So trying to prove to oneself, if you're out there, that you're good enough, not a failure, finally trying to reach perfection, avoid being criticized for not looking perfect, not being able to tolerate looking at yourself because what you see in reality is in your mind disgusting, awful, gross. Being obsessed with and consumed with having to look this perfect way, having to do that in order to avoid feeling like a failure or telling yourself you are. Needing to avoid that inner critic that is so relentless and cruel. This concerns me. This concerns me to no end. We know perfectionism is a potential risk factor for the development of an eating disorder. I said that before, but I say it again because that's what concerns me. Yet these apps only perpetuate the idea that we can all look perfect. It says we can and need to look perfect, and that's the scary part. We can't. You know, I know we can't go back to the days of taking pictures on film, and I really don't want to sound like one of those people who talks about the good old days and like I'm stuck in the past and can't get with the times. I do appreciate the positive things that come with the internet and social media and innovation. Look, I do like that I can get the good shot where everyone's eyes are open and I don't have to wait 2 weeks to pick up my photos. However, I do think it's wise to always take a holistic look at things such as the internet and social media and not be blind to some of the potential dangers or unexpected negative consequences. So, like if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're finding yourself spending way too much time on filtering apps or feeling worse about yourself now more than ever when you look at pictures of your real self and really feeling you can't be acceptable or happy unless you look like you do on those apps or like other people, then try and take a break from social media for a few days or at least the apps and see if that changes anything. See if you feel any better. And for anyone out there listening who may be trying to control your food or daily activity level because you're so focused and determined to look like your digitally altered self, I really want you to consider seeking help. Because these are really big warning signs that something's off. You cannot look like these fake bodies. You can't look perfect. There's no way. No surgery. No, you just can't. So just hear me on that. You're not a failure. It's just impossible. All right, everyone. Thank you as always for listening and for being here. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if you did, you can subscribe, rate, and review it. You can also go to my website at www.behindthebitepodcast.com, where you can get my free 9-week email course to start your journey to making peace with food and your body. Until next time, to your health, everyone.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither the host, the publisher, or the guest are rendering legal, accounting, clinical, or any other professional information. If you want a professional, you should find one.